Hello, Victoria.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Sherman, calling from Opinion Research. This is regarding an opinion survey about Phoenix issues. Are you having 4 minutes of your time to participate, please?
How long?
4 minutes. 4 or 5 minutes tops.
All right, go ahead.
Thank you. Awesome, thank you. Now, let me go ahead and continue in English. And you are Victoria Mitchell. Victoria,
mm-hmm.
Thank you. And first of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah, well, Levine is the Phoenix suburb.
Perfect, yeah, because the survey is technically regarding Levine area. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel like things have gone on the wrong track?
That's a very broad question.
True that. So don't know, basically, is also an answer for any question. Okay?
Yeah, because I don't know where you're asking me.
Exactly.
What
well, just in terms in general, like everything that involves health-wise, education, just everything.
I don't think the answer to that could be yes anywhere in the world, but
no, that's true.
Yeah, I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, no worries. Now, I want to ask you some questions about the Levine area in Phoenix. So this area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian community. So I'm going to go ahead and continue.
Gila River, for whoever you ask this question.
Gila, yes. Thank you. Sorry. So you're a female, and please have just the year of your birth so we know that you are over 18.
83.
Thank you. 83. Excellent. You do sound younger than me, and I'm older, way older. Now, are you or anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No, okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, or Asian? Like, thank you. Okay. And overall, would you describe that the quality of life in Levine is poor, just, fair, good, or excellent?
My quality of life is excellent. I couldn't really answer for Levine.
Well, I mean, regarding Levine, so you believe the quality of life is excellent?
I would say excellent for me, yeah.
Okay. Great. Now, next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each of these on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and a 5, of course, means that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. So the first one is more parks and recreational opportunities, 1 to 5.
Parks and recreational opportunity, or parks as well as recreational opportunities?
As well, yes, to provide more parks and recreational.
What were the options?
One being it would be very little to improve the quality of life if we had more parks and recreation opportunities in Levine. And a 5 would be that, yes, it would definitely do a lot to improve the quality of life if we had more parks.
4.
A 4, thank you. The next one is more affordable housing options to rent or buy.
1.
Okay. Better public transportation options.
5 for some, I guess.
Thank you. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
5.
Thank you. More good paying jobs.
4.
Thank you. More dining and entertainment options.
5.
And the last one on this topic is better street and road maintenance.
4.
Thank you. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, or are you a student or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. And thinking about the businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine? Or don't
know? Too few.
Too few? Okay. Thank you. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Too few.
Thank you. Now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses, and for each of these, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. The first one is grocery stores and supermarkets. Yes, no?
Yes or no, period, no middle.
I mean, yes, somewhat, yes, strongly, and yeah, just no.
Would I like to see more, or are there enough?
No. If you would like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Levine.
No, not really.
No, okay.
I just want a Costco.
Well, then that,
so whatever that answer is.
Okay, so I'm going to get to an answer where I'm going to be writing it down, so I'll put Costco in just a moment. Now, home goods stores and other retail stores like Target or Costco, because that would be considered a retail store. Okay, so strong yes?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, dollar stores and discount chains?
No.
Okay. Doctor's offices and hospitals?
We have one. I guess more, yes.
Okay, so yes, somewhat?
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay, the last one. Thank you. And the last one on this topic is restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues.
Yeah.
Five strongly?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. We are 57% completed, so we're almost there. Now, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see in Levine? You said Costco. Anything else?
Costco, Target, a movie theater, probably more like bars and restaurants, definitely. Literally all the things you said.
Bars, restaurants. I'm writing all this down. Or typing all this down. Bars. Excellent. Thank you so much. And switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home?
I can only answer that for myself. And it's affordable for me.
Okay. Now, is it a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Not a problem.
Thank you. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine, that is to say
not
the number of houses?
I'm building a bunch of stuff out here.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. Next, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each of these, just tell me yes or no again, and if you would like to see more of this kind. Now, first, townhouses or attached homes? Yes, no? More?
Like rent or buy?
Both, rent and or buy?
No.
No? Okay. Multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
You're asking if I would like to see more?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Single family detached homes?
No.
And last one.
I want
housing.
Them to stop building. It's getting crowded.
Oh,
so no,
building.
All
gotcha.
Housing.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10, 11 to 20, or more than 20 years?
5 to 10.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home? Are you living with your parents or family? Thank you. And now this is the last list, I promise. I'm going to read you a list of some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. For each of these, tell me whether you're in favor or you oppose each of these. And, of course, anything in the middle, like somewhat opposed or strongly opposed. Now, the first one is changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
No, please.
Strongly opposed, right?
Strongly opposed.
I think I already know the answer to all these. change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily houses like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
No.
Strongly no. Okay. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
No.
Thank you. Repurpose or replace
empty parking lots?
Yeah, empty parking lots are just they're doing nothing. Just.
I mean, we don't have that, so no.
Okay. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
No.
No. Okay. Changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. No.
Nope.
And last one. Changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses.
No.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, not to think about that. Excellent. Finally, I would like to ask you two questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's.
Thank you.
I don't know how you put that.
There's one there for master's. Thank you.
Okay.
What is your annual household income? Just stop me whenever I get to that right amount. Less than 25, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 125, or more than $125,000 a year?
More.
The entire household?
More.
Thank you. Now, this is the last thing. Now, finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Victoria.
Even though I knew what your first name, I guess this is to like have on record that you were the one who gave us the survey. I do appreciate your time, Victoria. Thank you so much. And you have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. I don't like that last question. That's stupid. But that's like saying, can you please give me a clear yes? Yeah.